From Spark and Anvil and Beatforge, this is Crest in Chapter 1 of the Beatforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5. Crest lived at the far end of the academy, in a round room that sat right over a little pond, and if you visited him, you had to be ready for weather. Crest was a bullfrog, a wide, green, cheerful bullfrog tween in a rain slicker the color of a storm cloud, with a throat that could puff out to the size of a balloon. When he was excited, which was often, his whole body seemed to swell up and then settle back down, like a tide. "Ah, students!" he boomed as they came in, and the word rolled off the walls so loud that Pip nearly dropped her drum. Then, in almost the same breath, he shrank down and finished the sentence in a hush you had to strain to hear. "So glad you came." The class blinked. In 3 seconds, Crest had gone from a foghorn to a secret.
Sorry, he said, somewhere in the middle now, a comfortable talking loudness. "I get carried away. But actually, that, what I just did, that's the whole lesson. That's dynamics." He tapped a paddle against a floating drum on the pond surface, and the drum boomed. He tapped it again, feather light, and it barely whispered. Dynamics is just a big word for how loud or how soft. And more than that, it's how the loudness changes while the music plays. He played 4 beats, all exactly the same volume. Bum, 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 bum. There. Every beat the same. It's fine, but it's a flat wall. Nothing's happening. Then he played 4 beats again, but he started them barely there and let each one grow. Bum, 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 until the last one shook a ripple across the pond. Now it's a wave. It rises. It swells up toward a peak, the crest, and crashes. He grinned, wide and froggy. "That's why they call me Crest. I ride the swell."
Pip tried it. She played 4 beats and pushed each one louder than the last. And by the 4th, her paw came down hard, and the sound rang out big. "It sounds like something's coming," she said, "like a storm getting closer."
"Yes," Crest boomed, then caught himself and dialed it back to a murmur. "Yes, getting louder, little by little. Musicians call that a crescendo. It's the sound of something building. Excitement. A storm. A crowd standing up. And when you go the other way," he played the 4 beats backward, loud to soft. Bum, 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 bum. "Getting quieter, little by little. That's a decrescendo. That's the storm passing. The crowd sitting back down. The feeling of things calming." He puffed his throat out and let it deflate slowly. "Loud isn't better than soft. That's the thing beginners get wrong. They think music is a contest to be the loudest. But a song that's loud the whole way through is exhausting. It's a friend who only ever shouts. The magic is in the change. You need the soft parts, so the loud parts mean something."
"Here's the part nobody expects," Crest said. And now he did something strange. He brought his voice down, 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 until he was speaking so quietly the whole class had to stop breathing to catch it. "Sometimes the quietest part of a song is the most powerful part of all." The room went dead still, everyone leaning in, ears straining. And in that leaning in, Pip suddenly understood. It wasn't that the quiet was weak. The quiet had reached out and pulled the whole room forward. Nobody could look away. Nobody dared make a sound. "See what just happened?" Crest whispered. "I got softer, and you all got closer. A loud sound pushes at you. A soft sound pulls you in. When you drop the volume way down, right before you swell it back up, you make a whole room lean toward you. And then..." He smacked the drum, and it boomed, and behave.
When the lesson wound down, Pip stayed to help him tie up the floating drums. It's kind of like feelings, she said slowly. The soft parts and the loud parts. Crest went still, genuinely still, for once, his throat calm. That's exactly it, he said, and this time his voice was neither loud nor soft, just warm and even and real. A song without dynamics feels flat, because you don't feel flat. You have quiet mornings and roaring afternoons. You have moments you barely whisper and moments you want to shout off the roof. Music that never changes its volume can't hold a heart like yours, because a heart like yours is always swelling and easing all day long. He let a ripple settle across the pond. So when you play, he said, don't just play the notes. Play the rising and the falling. Let the song breathe big and small, the way you do. Pip looked out at the water, at the tiny waves still moving from the last big beat, growing softer and softer until the pond went smooth again. She felt something in her own chest doing the same thing, a swell and then a gentle settling. It was the most peaceful she'd felt all week. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Crest. Released under Creative Commons by NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.